it ended up disappointing. We've had a good campaign, we've put some really good performances in, and then, no, I think maybe just a wee bit unlucky towards them, we never quite made it, but you know, I think we could definitely take positives of that. You know, definitely the toughest group out of the lot, and we just didn't quite make it in the end, but no, like I say, a great experience for me personally, and you know, I think myself and the lads and, you know, the whole Scotland as a whole can take credit for that and take confidence towards the next campaign where, you know, we might have a couple of big games.
You must benefit massively as a player coming up against some of the world's best strikers. Lewandowski is as an example last week. Yeah. You come up against some very good ones in the Championship, but when you come up against someone like him, are you taking it to a completely new level?
Yeah, you know, you don't get the chance to play against, you know, players of that quality that often. You know, he is special, so it's every time you go away with Scotland, you know, it's international football, so it's no surprise you come up against players that, you know, that quality. So no, it's a good experience, and like I say, it's a chance for me to, you know, test myself and see how I fare against, you know, some of the best players in the world.
And now to get back to a squad that is going well, it has gone into the international break on a high. You played very well in your last home game. I think the manager described it as the most complete performance that he's had as the manager of this football club. Would you go along with that?
No, I certainly think it. You know, it's been the best one of a, you know, the last few performances, which have been good, but, you know, that was certainly, everything was kind of put together, if you like, at Ipswich. But I mean, maybe for the last four or five, maybe more, maybe six games, you know, I think the lads have been brilliant, and, you know, the performances they've put in have been top notch, and, you know, maybe didn't get as many results as we should have done, you know, on the back of them performances. But, you know, definitely, if we know if we keep performing like that, then, you know, it's only a matter of time before we put a run together. So now, obviously, we went into the international break in a high. All the lads have been here, I've trained hard for a couple of weeks, all the lads have been away, I've obviously played and, you know, worked hard, so we're all back together now, which is good, and, you know, look forward to, you know, another run of games that the Championship keeps throwing at you.
It's easy sitting in the stand having an opinion about where things have changed, where things have gone right or wrong. Would you say Fulham away has been such a turning point this season for you that even though you lost the game, we saw a second half performance and towards the end of the first half as well, where you tested the goalkeeper on numerous occasions? You've played well ever since that day, haven't
you? Yeah, I think so. You know, it was, we never really started great in that game. The first half an hour was, you know, was tough for us. You know, they were on top, they've got some good players on the side, but then, you know, we got on top of the game, and for the last maybe 60 minutes, certainly the second half, you know, we're right on top, and to be fair, the lads have done well since then. You know, we've been on top of games, you know, we've felt like we've, you know, been the better team in every game we've played. So no, definitely, I think, you know, in that game there, we definitely took confidence for that, and, you know, just try to maintain that level of performance, and to be fair to the lads, you know, they've got better. And like you said, on a couple of Saturdays ago anyway at Ipswich, it was a complete performance. But, you know, we can't rest on that now. We've definitely not cracked it yet. We need to keep working hard, and, you know, that's what we'll be doing in training. And then obviously the games come thick and fast now, so we've just got to take one at a time and, you know, concentrate on that performance level. And I think, you know, the work rate of the lads has been, you know, second to none. You look at the stats and that, the manager shows us the physical stats, and we, you know, we always outwork the opposition quite considerably. So, you know, I think that's a big thing for us. You know, the lads have been working hard, and you know, in training and in games, and hopefully we can just keep that level of performance up now, and, you know, no rest nor laurels, and keep working hard to improve.
Big week this, isn't it? 9 points available, Saturday, Wednesday, Saturday. Two games at home, one game that looks after itself in terms of the size of the match, but MK Dons to come first, and a fixture that I suppose very many of these players here won't have experienced it before. I know you were in a Blackburn Rovers squad that played there in the League Cup a few years ago.
Beat them a couple of years ago. You know, it's a nice stadium, and they're a good side. They're a football playing side, so, you know, our focus is on them at the minute. You know, we'll not look too far past that. You know, we've got three games in a week, but, you know, focus on that game first and foremost, and, you know, they're a good side.